Chris, you were the hero in the third round last year. Tonight you contributed to a very good performance, particularly the second half, to negotiate a difficult game.
Yeah, very difficult time. Got off to the perfect start. I thought we knocked the ball around well early, got 1-0 up, and was hoping to kick on from there, and obviously we had a big setback with a big guy getting sent off. Obviously, we hope the lads all right, but no one ever thought it was a sending off at the time, and I think the rest kind of seen his injury and made the decision on that.
Yeah, all sorts of problems tonight, the injury before the game, the illness to Kilgallen, the state of the pitch. How hard was it?
Yeah, flipping. feels like everything's trying to stack up against him at the minute, but it was a tough game. We didn't expect anything less. And then being down to 10 men for 80 minutes. The lads really had to dig in, get together, and I thought second half we deserved it, though. I thought we created enough chances. I thought we played some really good stuff with 10. Second half, definitely. First half was a bit under the cosh, but once we got two up front and the midfield lads joined in, and I thought it was a good all-round performance, very professional and happy to go through.
And I imagine for you personally, you'd be eager to keep your place for Saturday now and beyond?
Oh, I'm hoping so, yeah. Every time you get an opportunity, all you can do is try and impress, and I feel like I've done that in a way tonight. Got through the tie in difficult circumstances, and we'll see what happens Saturday. We need a win, whoever's playing. We need to get a win and get back on track.
What have you made of Paul Lambert's input so far for you as players?
No, very good. I've been excited by his arrival, and at the beginning I was playing quite a bit under him, and found myself out of the team a bit last few games, but that's football. You just got to get on with it and grit your teeth, and when your time comes, you've got to shine. And obviously the results haven't been good recently, but I'm hoping that turns around this weekend.
And hopefully you can use this as a platform for the games ahead, a big one on Saturday.
Yeah, obviously it's not a league game, but it stops a lot of losing games. It's a win. No matter the opposition, doesn't matter who it is, it's a win. It should give us some confidence. Coming into a difficult trip at Charlton on Saturday, we're struggling, and we want to try and push on the right end of the table. Now we've fell quite a bit behind the playoffs, but we need to push on to the top half and keep away from that relegation.
And just finally, Jordan must have been delighted. What was he like in the dressing room afterwards?
No, delighted. That's what he loves doing. That's what he lives for, scoring goals. And we were all delighted when he scored and all got round him. And we want to see him doing that on a regular basis again, and other lads contributing as well. It's not just on him. It's not just on him to score the goals. If I play, I've got to be chipping in. There's the wingers, Conway, Marshall. Everyone's got to chip in. It's not just a one-man team that scores. Everyone's got to contribute.